Beth and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is incredible. A guy in England was so sick of his wife nagging him that he disappeared into the woods for 10 years.
The woods?
Over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm Applegate from Hampshire, England, was over his wife's nagging, so he disappeared literally. One day he vanished, and no one heard from him again for over a decade.
Did he want to go get milk?
Just walked into the woods. Like, I'm over this. He recently turned up at a center that helps homeless people get back on their feet. Turns out that he hated his marriage so much that he'd been living in the woods for 10 years. And it was right next to a community center for senior citizens. And he worked there as a gardener. But then at night, he just went back into the woods.
Like, did he build like a little shelter or something?
He must have had like a little fort or something, right?
Where is he sleeping at?
In the woods.
I know, but like, shelter-wise.
Maybe nowhere.
Does he have a little bed?
Why don't you just get a divorce, man? Get like an apartment.
I know. So he eventually heard about the homeless place, headed there for an interview, moved in. Now 62 years old, he's putting his life back together, which includes getting in touch with some family members, some of which have passed away. He had no idea that any of that was going on.
Aww.
If you've been living in the woods for 10 years, yeah, those things happen.
As far as the story goes, though, he has not gotten back in touch with his wife.
Well, I mean,
that's
after
a good thing, right?
After 10 years of, after just walking out one day.
You know, would it suck if you found out she hit the lottery or something? Living the high life.
Basically, he's like, I don't have to listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call you.
No.
I mean, he looks happy, though.
Does he?
Yeah, he looks super, super happy. He's like a happy chap.
Oh, Malcolm.
I mean, he's missing teeth.
He's got that British smile.
Yeah, you know.
I can't imagine living in the woods or anywhere without, like, indoor plumbing. Like, if I had, number two in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Like having to pop a squat?
Like, point, I can't, like, a number two in public without, like, the wet wipes from Costco. That to me is like hell on earth.
You're roughened if you have to use just regular toilet paper.
Oh yeah, I have a pack that I bring with me pretty much most places whenever I travel.
You have a pack of wet wipes that you bring with you?
Yes.
Right now?
I mean, they're in my car. Yeah.
Well.
So if you
if an emergency happened,
you would run out to your car first.
Yes, Dave.
And then you would go to the all right. If you ever see Mahoney sprinting towards his car, do not get in the way.
What if he like drops his keys?
It's so much.
Oh God!
Like I wish. Here's where America. This is where America falls behind Europe, man, and Asia in a lot of places. Why don't we have more bidets?
Ah, the bidet.
Bidets are like the greatest thing of all time.
I've never.
Yeah, no. I'd never used one either. And then I went to Japan. And first off, in Japan, all of the toilet seats are heated. So when you sit down in them, they're nice and
nice and toasty. Do you want to
get up? No, you don't. And then they have the bidet and they have different settings. And you push it.
Yeah, there's like a...
It's like a sprinkler.
Much like the shower head, where you're turning it. They have the pulsate. They have the standard rain one. You know, it really does a good job.
Stunningly accurate. You're like, how did you know exactly where that was?
That's what technology should be used for. Why are we a bunch of apes still using paper? Like when we have this technology that can do so much more.
It's life-changing. It really is.
America, you need to wake up. Bidets.
We're not talking about...
Bidets for days, man.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Would you guys get on an airplane that was flown with no pilots?
No.
It was all automated.
No.
Nope. No?
Nope.
Why?
Nope. Because I need people. Because stuff goes wrong. And you know what? If there was no pilot on that flight that Captain Sully Sullenberg was on over the Hudson River...
Plus,
all those people would have died, but thank goodness for Tom Hanks and Sully Sullenberger for landing that plane safely and saving all those lives.
Sam, I'm scared with pilots.
I'm not scared to fly, but I need people doing it, man, because computers,
not to be trusted.
We were talking about the Chinese air crew that was vaping and almost crashed.
Yeah, the problem is that there was humans in the cockpit.
Nah. Yeah, but
that's why I don't fly Chinese airlines.
Is that why?
I stick with fine Las Vegas airlines like Allegiant that don't only run out of gas like every other day.
So there's an online petition right now that is rallying to save Costco's Polish dogs. In the last couple of weeks, customers noticed that Costco had a number of key changes to its iconic food court menu. The Polish hot dog joined several items in getting the axe, and it's being swapped out for healthier alternatives. And people are saying, I think not. They put up a petition on change.org and amassed 9,500 signatures.
Ooh, a whole 9,500 signatures, huh?
Yeah.
Has anything that has ever been on change.org ever worked?
Yeah, has everyone... Like, is there a goal that you get to, right? There, you have to hit a specific
goal. 25,000, now it's like 100,000, and they don't change anything. They're right. Just like...
Congratulations.
Somebody will review it.
You did all of this work, and now still nobody cares.
Like, there's an intern who nobody likes, who has to do all the paperwork and grunt work, who's going to, like, look at it and go, you know... I don't know about this. I'm not personally mad about it. Had they got rid of the hot dog and soda for like $1.25, I think that would have been the signaling of a change of era. But the Polish dog going the way of the dodo, I'm not too worried.
So, honey, you have taken one bold step towards sacrificing style for comfort today.
No, Dave, this is stylish as hell.
It is not stylish.
The summer of Bahama has begun. If you did not tune in earlier,
Tommy Bahama shirts is not stylish. I'm just curious what is next on the list, because you have been known many times over the years to sacrifice things in the name of comfort. Like, for example, for Lent, a lot of people give up something for Lent, right? You gave up being uncomfortable, and that's what brought about the whole tracksuit thing.
Yep, new year, new tracksuit coming January 2019.
Would you ever consider wearing Crocs?
I used to be adamantly against Crocs.
I see, here
but
it is.
But I see a lot of people on the cruise that I go on, you know, the Disney cruise. I see a lot of people rocking the Crocs.
Rocking the Crocs.
And I haven't tried them on yet.
The old Croc Rock, yeah.
They are horrendous looking, without a doubt.
No.
But they got to know something that we don't, Dave.
No, they don't, man.
What do you mean they don't?
They're terrible looking.
They work in sand. I mean, I'm not saying like for everyday use, but I think if I'm on a cruise, if I'm out on the beach, if I'm catching some rays during my summertime siesta.
You say they're not for everyday use, but Sylvie, what about this? For a mere $80, available now on Amazon, Croc high heels.
They're just so ugly.
Yeah, just $80.
But those look more like wedges, though, honestly.
No, they're like 2-inch heels.
Like platforms, almost. It's not a thin...
It has like that chunky
You're
heel.
Clearly not the target audience. Mahoney, would you wear these?
I mean, I would like a few more inches. In so many ways.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
News came down that Glazer's would be closing down. And personally, devastated. I live here in the Southwest, and both times that I've shopped at Glazer's, I've really enjoyed it.
It was it was the only independently owned grocery store in Las Vegas that was still here.
That's right.
You know, it was a weird store. They had, I would say, as far as grocery stores go, you know, they had interesting selection.
It's way too much cake. As soon as you walk in, just cake everywhere. Too much cake.
I mean, you can never have too much cake.
So we realized our time was limited, though, because there's been protesters out in front of the Glazer's for a long time because it's non-union, independently owned, as you mentioned.
It was on the Colbert Report, like, literally 8 years ago.
Exactly. Wow. So they did this whole expose on the people that are protesting, and they're not actually union people that are protesting. They're homeless people that are protesting that are paid a minimum wage, not even a real minimum wage, like $5 an hour to go out there and protest. One of the guys has developed quite a following of pigeons.
Oh.
And he has become known as Jim the Birdman. And Ian, you went out and had a chat with him.
I did.
And
yes.
You referred to him as, quote, one of the most interesting people you've ever talked to.
Hands down. He is an encyclopedia of facts. He has this community of pigeons surrounding him, and just the love that he has for the pigeons. It is really very, very great to see.
Does it rival that of Mike Tyson?
Oh, I think it is so. I think it goes so far beyond Mike Tyson.
Whew.
Here's Ian's interesting individual. It is Jim the Birdman.
Come one, come all! To Ian's interesting individual.
I'll talk to you about the birds.
Let's talk about the birds. So first and foremost, what's your name, man?
My name is Jim.
We see you out here all the time. Have you always had an affinity for pigeons?
Let me tell you the truth. Before I came out here to this place, if you said birds to me, I would have said, well, they fly through the air, they sing in the trees. I came out here one day and I was eating some Cracker Jacks and I dropped one on the ground and a pigeon walked up and ate it. And I was marveling at how clean he was. And I said, well, look at that.
What?
Very next day, I come back with a bag of peanuts And this whole thing just kind of took on a life of its own. And then I started to realize that the whole flying rats thing was unfair.
Is there a bird as glorious as the American pigeon? I can only think of one, and that may be the bald eagle.
Eagle is good. And I'll tell you another one that we have here. The Mexicans refer to them as zanate, and their fancy Latin name is Quiscalus mexicanus, but most people just call them the big blackbirds. I had to go to the library to look them up. There's one out here, I named him Dexter, after the Chicago Cubs center fielder last year. They won the series, Dexter Fowler.
I don't know if you could hear, but we now have a community of pigeons surrounding us right now.
If you look at most of them, you see that most of them are very clean.
Very clean.
Look at the dirty ones. The dirty ones are the ones that have only been here for a very short time.
So pigeons come to Vegas to get clean. That's kind of funny.
There's one over here, right over there. His name is Snapper. Okay. Somebody poisoned him back in September. And there's another little one over here that I call Lucky. Yeah, there he is right there. There's one over here that she came up, she was skin and bone. And she looked a little like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. Named her Daisy because Granny's name on the show was Daisy Moses. This has been about the happiest time of my life being out here with these birds. They have taught me so many things. Sometimes they get run over, and I've scraped them up off the ground. I take them, bury them in the field. They're kind of stepping back a little bit, you know? It's like they know. Last thing I would have to say is that pigeons are not flying rats. They're more like little homeless puppy dogs. Is there any chance this is going to be on YouTube? If you could put it on YouTube, you might just put Birdman. There's a Birdman in New York in Central Park, Long Beach.
I have a pigeon on my hand right now.
Dude,
this is the first time this has ever happened.
That's Lucy.
I could have listened to that guy for an hour straight.
You got to follow back up with that guy at some point.
I told him that he's a very good friend of mine now, Jim and
does
I.
Does he have a cell phone?
I have his email address.
He has an email.
I have his email.
All right.
So
just to give you guys the visual of what happens if a pigeon gets run over, Jim obviously does not have that because he's very attached to these pigeons, mm-hmm. so he'll give them a proper burial. The Taco Bell that's across the street, I'm not making this up, I'm not joking.
What?
There's a Taco Bell that's across the street, yep. and there's a gravel lot behind the Taco Bell. There's dozens of pigeons that are buried in shallow graves. So next time you're going through that drive-thru, if you smell something funky, it's not Taco Bell, it's 1,000 dead pigeons.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I've been doing the same job for 5 years, and I have this chick telling me how to do my job that's only been working with us for about a year. I seriously want to tear her face off.
Message deleted.
Good. Excellent plan. I mean, look, anytime that you have somebody new come into the workplace that starts yelling at you and starts acting like they know what they're doing. But in my experience, and Mahoney, this is probably the same for you. I don't know. Those sort of things tend to work themselves out.
They find a way to, that person's not going to stick around too long. So it's probably better for you and your mental health and just your overall experience at work just to ignore them because they're going to get fired. They're going to piss off the wrong person because that's the type of person that they are. There are people who you know are going to work out in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there are people who get hired and get into certain positions. And you know that the
top... They don't have that social finesse. You know?
Is it like the ego?
Yeah, sometimes it's the ego. Sometimes they're just stupid. Sometimes they just don't know how bad they are at communicating with other people. Huh. We have a few people around here like that. Not going to say any names, Ian. But I'm kidding. there are certain people in this building where they'll come in and they're like, I'm going to plant the flag and show everyone how great I am at this job, and then 2 months later, they flame out, or they piss off the wrong person, and
it gets annoying.
Yeah.
There are politics that are involved in everything from the top down in every job. It doesn't matter where you work, what kind of line of work you're in, there is a game that has to be played, and if you don't figure out how to play that game quick, that sword of Damocles, and you're done.
A lot of times, if you become the person that goes to war with that person, though,
you could be...
It's collateral damage, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't want to be that person.
No.
Just let it play itself.
Let them blow themselves up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'll admit it. I haven't cleaned my ears in like a month.
Oh, God.
It took me 4 Q-tips to finish the job.
Message gross, so, man.
First question, are we talking 4 Q-tips each side on one?
So like a total of 8?
Or are we talking 2, like,
I think he's probably talking about 4 total because each has 2 sides anyhow, right?
Is he using both sides?
You have to.
Do you have to?
Yeah, you have to.
Why would you not? Have you ever used a Q-tip and not used both sides?
Oh, yeah. I've had a Q-tip that was
what
so...
What a waste.
So
you're just wasting
them. No. Like, it was so nasty that, like, I had to, like... I'm not turning this around and spinning it because I'm afraid that the other earwax is going to fall off. Like, if I... Like, there was a day...
What?
When I was sick last year...
Disgusting.
It was, like, 3 days I didn't shower. Oh. And I have an obscene amount of earwax. I don't know why I do, and it's like brown. Like, why do I have brown earwax?
You should get that checked.
You need to go to the doctor.
No, I've been to a doctor.
You're unhealthy. No, I'm not. I don't have loads of brown earwax. Gross.
Why are you trying to earwax shame me?
I'm not.
Son of a
you
bitch.
Just brought it up. You told us about
no,
it.
No, I know, and now you're over here going, ew.
It's disgusting.
Either way, if it's yellow or...
If I was like, I'm leaking pus out of my ears.
I'm not leaking it. I'm sticking a Q-tip in there, which I'm not supposed to do.
If it's so thick that you pull it out and it's like syrup on the other end.
It's like right after you take a shower. Don't you like before you get done taking a shower? I don't know about you. I always turn the heat up as high as I can take it. And then I blast the ears and get it all like loosened up and warmed. That's why it's like.
So you're putting water in your ears?
Yeah, water in your ears is fine.
You're weird, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't like you anymore. Syrup ears.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Probably the strangest story that we're all going to hear today. A woman claims that drinking dog urine is healthy.
Oh.
And so she does it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
She posted a video of herself. Old yellower.
Old mellow yellower.
So what is it supposed to help? Like,
posted a video of herself drinking it on Facebook.
Why?
And she says that it helps her complexion. And she said that she was depressed before she started doing it. She says she had really bad acne. And it also gives her vitamin A and vitamin E and has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to cure cancer, according to the woman, which
seems
totally unfounded.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer. And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
It is not proven to help cure cancer. If you want to get vitamin A and vitamin E, maybe just take a vitamin of some sort. Calcium is fairly easy to come across in almost anything, and doctors tend to disagree. They say it can contain herbicides, and it's not smart to drink a dog's urine.
What? Okay, how did she come about this? Like, what made her think, you know what?
I have
dog
acne.
Pee.
I'm going to give this a shot.
Dog pee seems pretty delicious.
Or you could just oxycute it. Do they still make OxyClean pads?
Do they? I don't know if those are things still.
Those things burned the hell out of me when I was a teenager.
Another cringeworthy story. A video recorded at a hospital in China shows doctors using a medical tool to peer into a man's ear after he is complaining about discomfort.
Oh, no.
You want to guess what they found in there?
It's got to be a roach, right?
Live cockroach! Ah! It can be seen moving before being removed from the ear.
No.
The patient says it must have climbed into his ear while he was sleeping.
Why are you ruining today with all these awful stories?
Oh, you want more?
No!
I see that you're asking for more.
No!
Complaints of a park smelling kind of foul in Washington, D.C. back in May led to multiple children experiencing vomiting. And they are like, well, why is this water park smell so bad? And, it's sewage water. And the kids are playing in it.
No.
Officials believed mulch dropping into the pad were the cause of the problem. So a strainer was installed, but the smell returned last Friday. The spray park was closed on Tuesday while a pool service company attempts to fix the spraying poo water. It is expected to remain closed until the issue is resolved. On social media, a parent said that her son got pink eye after playing in the water at the park.
Of course they did. I feel like every water park, though, is basically just one giant toilet at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of grossed out. Like, I don't want to think about it. Unless I can clearly smell, like, an abundance of chlorine, I'm not getting in that pool.
Oh.
One more?
There's more?
A new study says you can get herpes from double dippers at parties. So if you're over at a party and somebody is double dipping their chips into the dip, it can...
Really?
Yep, it can give you herpes. Also can contain things that will give you a sore throat. Cold sore virus may also be lurking in some of your favorites. So just got to be careful for double dippers at parties. Thousands of organisms live in tiny amounts of saliva. So when someone double dips, the bacteria can transfer and multiply.
How would you double dip, though?
Baby, I swear to God I didn't cheat on you.
No, I was at a party. I was double dipping with Mahoney.
It's the guacamole got me. I sat on a toilet seat made of guacamole.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The weirdest thing that you've ever done to earn some cash. You can be anonymous if you want, but this conversation started yesterday. Ian joined us in the studio after the show, and he's like, hey, I have an idea for a topic. And he told us about like the weirdest things you've ever done for cash. And we're like, well, where is this coming from? And then he dropped the bombshell. And you sure you want to talk about this on the radio?
Oh, it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fine, Dave.
Oh.
Because Ian had to sleep on the couch.
I slept on the couch last night.
You slept on the couch.
It's okay. It's all right.
Wait.
Why?
Should we even be talking about
this? Yes,
that's why I asked him before we went
man,
on the air.
No, like, man, we don't want to get, like, it's one thing
I'm
to.
Cool. No, he's already sleeping on the couch. He's
I'm
in trouble.
Cool. I'm cool with it.
Do you want to sleep on the couch two nights in a row?
Yes, it's a very comfy couch, and that's where the TV is.
Are okay. You sure?
Oh, so, boy. To make some extra cash, my girlfriend has decided to sell her underwear. On the internet.
Okay. So, yes. New underwear?
No, this is... Oh. No, so...
Oh, my.
The big request is they want used underwear. So, she has to wear it around all day. You know.
Right.
You know, work them in and...
They, gently used.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And they do pay a little bit extra for certain things also.
No, let's just say number one.
Yes, perfect. Number one. Yes. If there's a little bit of number one... Then a couple extra bucks.
Who is they? Like, where do you find this place to sell this sort of thing?
It's actually quite common. Now.
Is it?
Yes. I've heard of this happening before, and you've
heard about it like overseas, like in Japan, where they'll have
no
vending machines though.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Vending machines.
There's no vending machines here, but overseas there's actually vending machines because it's such a big industry becoming bigger here in the United States, but. Again, I don't really understand the fascination with
something
dirty.
But the thing with that is that it's anonymous, right?
Yeah, that was my only concern there. When she brought it up to me, she was like, hey, I just want to let you know. I'm thinking about doing this.
That was your only concern?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, okay. I don't care.
Really?
She's an adult. She can do whatever she wants.
See, and this is the... Because I actually asked my one friend, and I was like, hey, she's doing this. How, you know, I'm fine with it. And he was actually really surprised that I was okay with it.
I'm not surprised.
I would not be okay with that at all.
I think
why
as an adult, you know,
and I'm not saying she doesn't have the right to do it. It just seems strange to me that somebody else out there, whether I know who it is or not, is going to have that belonging. And also, very importantly, what if they place your girlfriend's undies at the scene of a crime?
Dave, she has a small business license. She can say,
my question,
clearly, this is what I do. This is my job. This is what we need to, you know, obviously I did not commit that murder.
So when you ship it to them, are you doing it like from a P.O. box or like from...
Is it anonymous?
Yeah. It's all anonymous.
Oh, okay.
There's no photos of her on any sort of website. No names whatsoever.
If you're going to look at the bright side, at least she went up to him and was, you know, upfront about it.
Oh, we are very, very.
But I think if she did it on her own without telling you.
Was she already doing it and then told you about it?
Oh.
Oh, she was.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. I'm fine.
Who cares?
She can do. I'm fine.
Again,
I don't know.
You're not hurting anybody.
No.
It's not. You're not cheating. You're not betraying his trust. She's not lying about it. And on top of that, it's like I would have an issue if it was like this is. You're a cam model or something along those lines. That's where
yes.
I'm not. That's not for me.
I don't know, man.
You do you, but for me, that's not. But this, I feel like if it's completely anonymous and you're making like a decent chunk of change,
how much is she making?
Who cares?
Okay, so it is $40 for just a pair of used underwear.
Right.
Just the underwear. But number one, $60.
$60?
$60.
Wow.
That is awesome.
How much has she made doing this?
We've made $40 so far. We just started. It's a new venture.
Okay.
We got time.
I just feel like it should be more.
Baby.
Yeah.
Sylvia, would you ever do this?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want people like having that of me.
Right. But if you don't know,
it's not really of you, though.
Yeah, you
right? It is kind of of me because it's me.
Yeah.
But do they even know, though? They don't know it's you.
Yeah, you're not Sylvia to them. You're just a person.
No, man, that. Because I know that it's me that someone has.
I would get enjoyment out of that. I'm like, all right, if somebody would pay me $40 for my used boxers,
but again, like,
I would sell
I think
them
$40,
in a heartbeat.
$40 is not enough.
If they offered me $10, I would do it.
But hang on. Ian was talking about bamboozling somebody. He's like, well, what if I just, you know, participate
in the
soiling process.
Do you think that the person can tell if it's a male or female?
No way. Absolutely. No,
that's
no.
Why I don't know.
No way.
Why it's such a, it's like, why it's so stupid that it, that's why it's funny. Why I would, like, I'm with you, man. I don't care at all.
Hey, you know what we should do? I will bring in 4 pairs of panties.
Come on.
Wait,
you said that you were okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted, we were going somewhere else.
Oh, I thought we were doing like the blind taste test, like Pepsi.
That's clearly RC Cola.
No.
No, I'll wear one.
X1075, good morning. What's up?
Hey, check it out, man. His girlfriend is literally sitting on a gold mine.
Literally. Thank you.
And hey, check it out.
I think it's a gold shower mine, but whatever.
Really wanted to make money? Start selling her socks.
Her socks?
Socks. If she's got pretty feet and she takes pictures of them and shows them to the world and says that she wants to sell her socks, she's going to make money hand over fist.
You going to buy these socks?
Yeah, Matt, are you a foot guy?
No, I'm not a foot guy, but I have worked in the adult industry, and I do understand what people are looking
Ian,
for. And what
I will loan you all of my camera equipment. We could take some like really good studio shots and gussy up. I've got pretty good with my Photoshop skills.
Yeah,
we can make
she got a bunion on there. Yeah,
embarrassed by it mainly is what it is. You're doing whatever it is that you want to do to make money, and if you're satisfying someone else's needs or wants, then so be it.
I'm with you, dude. Yeah. 100%.
Doing a public service.
Yep. You're saying that if there's a market, then might as well satisfy that market because somebody else is going to.
You act.
Exactly. That is exactly it. And why not make your rent or your mortgage off of it before someone else?
Yep. Dave, you're telling me if there was a market out there for, like, gently used Dave Farah socks, you wouldn't do it.
Oh, yes.
No, there is. There is a market.
Not for Dave Farah socks, though.
Hey, come on, man. I used to be a foot model.
These people love them.
The more they stink.
Fair enough.
All right, Maddie. Thanks,
Matt,
for calling.
If you could send us that information in like a DM or something on Facebook or Instagram, we would be more than.
I'll send you some eBay links.
Please.
My man.
Oh, all right. Thanks for the call. Andy said, I've sold urine a couple of times to people that needed to pass a drug test.
Yep, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing a public service right there.
Yeah. Melissa, who's an attractive blonde, said about a month ago, my best friend has offered to drink a shot of Jameson off a disgusting, dirty bar by the bartender for $100. Easiest $100 she ever pretended to drink.
I mean, for $100, like.
See, I feel like that's worse than what underwear.
She pretended to drink it.
Yeah, you got to put your face near a dirty bar. People's hands are down there.
Ethan said, when I was in high school, I used to eat things off the ground for $5.
Which they have proven that the 5-second rule does not
actually work.
Yeah, no, so you're good.
That is not science.
All right, and Talmor said, let's just say I used to have a kid.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The strangest thing that you've ever done to make money. Anonymous joining us. What's going on?
How's it going? So, I used to go hang out with a bunch of big girls. There was like this club here in Vegas, and I had met one that told me that she was making money on the side. It was super easy, but it was kind of weird. So I'm thinking it's like some kind of sexual thing or something. But it ended up being like a site with big girls that like eat food. So
you said it's a club here in Vegas. Is there also a live audience?
No, it was just a random group of girls that were in that club.
Oh, okay. And then so you guys would do it on webcam or something?
Yeah. So
and you'd eat food and then do what?
Basically, like, people would send emails requesting that you eat certain things if they like the way you look.
But okay. did you have to eat it, like, seductively or just, like, normal?
I had to eat it like it was delicious. Everything.
What's the weirdest thing that you had to eat?
Well, one time, this guy wanted me to eat chicken wings, but he wanted me to, like, smear them on my chest and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
was that
everything.
Was that part of the MO is kind of, you know, like they wanted you to take your top off, you'd take your top off and smear it on you?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
What kind of kind of money were you making eating this food? And also, did you have to buy the food you were eating?
Well, I used the money that I made to buy the food.
Okay.
Business expense, Mahoney. Can you write that off?
That's 100% of business
expense. If you get audited by the IRS, can you be like, well, you see this $13.99 I spent on chicken wings. Should be deductible because...
Day 2018, unreimbursed business expenses, I don't think are deductible anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another story.
I don't think so. I never claimed that, so I don't know.
But what kind of money were you making doing that?
Well, it really depends. In the beginning, it really wasn't anything. But once it got good, it was probably like, I don't know, like $500 a week.
Hell yeah!
$500 a week?
For eating food? I mean, well,
but how many times a week were you doing it? I mean, if it's 50 times a week, that's not so great. If it's twice a week, okay.
It was only like twice a week.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
How many other girls were you up against? I mean, you talk about this club of big girls that would smear food all over themselves while eating it. How many was there?
The girls that I met, there was only three of them in that little group. I mean, the other girls who were aware of it, they just weren't down with it or whatever.
Okay.
But on the site, there was a lot of girls from all over the country. I mean, like, especially in Europe, like, those big girls make money over there.
It's crazy in Asia how, like, not even big girls, just watching people eat is so big on Twitch, which, you know, you've been on Twitch. Yeah. That's another big thing on Twitch, just watching people eat. People make their whole lives off of, like, their whole income off of watching, just eating online.
Specifically in Asia, though, like, bigger girls are almost a commodity. I remember when I was in Japan. I walked through the red light district during the day because we were walking somewhere else. Anyway, and they actually had like these billboards up for I think it was a brothel for big girls, and like one of the girls was wearing a pig mask and like the whole thing to really play up like the bigger girls.
Right.
Yeah, it's fascinating how you know society.
But that was
society,
more expensive. You paid a premium,
right? But I mean, if you're making so why did you stop?
Well, I was like in my early 20s, and I just, I don't know, I kind of got weirded out after a while just because I was afraid that somebody would know me or...
How long did you do it again?
Probably for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So you made some pretty good chunk of change on that.
I had a cool time. Excuse me?
I said you made a pretty good chunk of change on that. Were you paid in cash or was it like a check?
It was like a PayPal thing.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are you still in contact with the other girls that did this?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, sometimes you got to just wave goodbye to the past and be done with it.
I get where you're coming from where you say you didn't want to get outed and, you know, if somebody's going to recognize you. But I feel like that's like mutual assured destruction because the only way you're going to recognize me from that is if you're paying to watch me, which makes you... way worse than what I'm doing.
Right. You're just over there trying to earn a buck.
Yeah, I mean a meal. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. The other thing is that, like the guy said before, people are very secretive about their fantasies or what they enjoy, you know? Some people like weird stuff, and they don't want to be outed or anything, you know what I mean? So I've done a couple of things that I'm not proud of to make money, but that specific thing... I had went to like a party and a friend of mine that had no idea that I was doing it, he was making comments about how this thing came popped up on his thing when he was surfing through porn or whatever. And it was a site. And I was just like,
That's you know? When you're like, I'm out. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I can't believe people would pay for that. Like, would you do that? And I was like,
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, look, thanks for the call there.
Sure. Did they have any openings for guys? Because I could use some extra cash. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
You can make, like that guy said, you can make money like stepping in jam or something like that. You can do all kinds.
Cake sitting. Remember, you guys remember cake sitting from a few years ago?
Oh, yeah, where you just sit on a cake?
Yeah. You were like in a thong and you sat on a cake?
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call today.
Made some good money that way.
Marilyn, you did. Marilyn on Twitter said, I once told a friend that I really liked this jacket, but I didn't have the money to buy it. He asked, do you really want the jacket? Long story short, he was cute and he wanted to be beat and degraded, then awkwardly left the money for the jacket on my dresser as he left. And then she also sent a picture of her wearing the jacket.
Is that a nice jacket?
I mean, it looks like a nice jacket. All right. Hey, good.
I wonder if, like, they still talk.
Scott said, followed an informant around for a detective.
I mean, that is weird. That's certainly a non-traditional way of earning revenue.
Al said, I pick strawberries.
I feel like that would be a very tough job.
Picking strawberries?
Because, like, you know, you got to be very delicate with the strawberries, mm-hmm. you know? Because you mush them if you get too...
What about this? Alexis says, as a college student, I sold a piece of my leg muscle for a scientific study for $70. I used to have friends that would sell plasma all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the regular hustle.
Ever, a piece of leg muscle.
Leg muscle, though, seems pretty invasive. Plasma's one
yeah.
thing.
Like, if it's just like a little, like, I mean, $70 seems low.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, let's start talking money here.
Yeah.
And, like, how big is it, do you think?
Like, probably just a little tiny skin sample. Ah. Would you, did you ever try to go to a bank? You know, one of the
banks?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
You?
Nah. Mahoney. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't take me.
Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Corbin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What'd you do for money?
It's funny because your last caller is similar to what I do. I'm considered a big, handsome man. I am a male fat model.
Hell yeah, man.
Yes.
You are, living
the dream.
You are living the dream. So what exactly does being a male handsome,
a big handsome man model?
Legit. Have you ever heard of a boudoir photography?
Like boudoir photography? Yeah. Like where they take like sexy time.
Like Moulin Rouge, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
With me as a dude, because I'm a dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Okay, so you take like seductive photos?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Dude, can you send some of those to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're curious.
I would love to see it. Like what how is this like your main hustle or is this like a side hustle?
This is a side hustle at this point.
For now, wait until you put on 20 more pounds and then yeah.
How much money are you making?
I'm already at 550 right now.
Oh, 550.
550.
Wow. Okay.
How long have you been doing this?
About a year and a half.
And well, are you making pretty good money doing it or
Well, you tell me by the Chrysler 300C that I'm driving.
All right.
Wow.
Hell yeah, man.
Look at you. Woo-wee.
How did you get involved in this, though?
It's twofold, actually. It's you and Mahoney's fault. Actually,
it's our fault.
What happened?
It's our fault. We need 15% our agent fees, man.
Yeah, that's right. We deserve credit, you son of a bitch. Let me ride in your car.
So I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple of years ago, you guys did this thing where you had the nerdy dude kiss the hot chick.
Oh yeah, I watched that video. Yeah, like probably like a month ago. I remember that 100%. Yeah,
I'm that nerdy guy.
So how did that lead to you being a big, handsome male?
Just get confidence
model?
From kissing the hot chick?
A lot more confidence. Like a lot of the comments and stuff that were put on the video on the website and stuff. Like, give me a real confidence boost in who I am. And that kind of rolled into a lot of searching out a lot of body positive websites. And I found one, and there was a girl on there that said, "Hey, you're pretty cute. You should try doing this." And one thing led to the other.
That's right. The Dave Mahoney Morning Show, changing lives.
That is a beautiful story.
That is gorgeous. We're touched.
So, so you're getting paid for this too. But are there any other extra curricular benefits that come along with being a big, handsome male model?
Other than like having like a subscription to my PayPal website, people can put some videos and stuff. I have a wish list on Amazon. People just like send like randomly.
Send that over. I am buying you something on your wish list now.
Please, please do. You gotta send it over.
We gotta post this up at Dave. Can we post your photo on Dave Mahoney on our Instagram, or do you want to remain anonymous?
I would rather remain anonymous just because of that.
Well, you send us that link. We're going to buy you a special treat.
What's that?
We're going to buy you something off your Amazon wish list.
All right. You know, I'll just DM the link. I'll DM the link to the website to your guys' Facebook.
Yeah,
I may have to look into getting in on that. I mean, I do have. I mean, the bearskin rug photo probably is. A pretty good resume, I would say.
That could be your profile picture.
Well, you would probably want to gain like 30 pounds before you get into the business, bro.
Well, don't worry. I'm working on
that's,
it.
That's doable. All right, Corbin. Hey, man, congratulations on your success. This this took a weird turn today, but what a fantastic story that is.
Thanks, guys. You take it easy.
All right, man. Have a great day. Whew. We really changed that guy's life.
Look at you guys.
We are, man. What we're doing is...
And seriously, where the hell is our cut?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so Ian invited Jim the Birdman to get into his car. And Jim the Birdman has a real love. It's not, he's not putting this on. He has a real love for pigeons. Mm-hmm. That makes him smell bad.
I mean, he thinks that they are some of the cleanest birds out there. And,
he's wrong.
Yeah.
That is, it is factually incorrect.
I love pigeons now.
Do you?
I do. Every time I see one, I am actively trying to touch it.
Have you tried? Have you
loving it?
Have you touched another pigeon?
Yeah, I have.
You
consensually,
have?
Consensually, yes.
Okay, good.
And I just want to say this: you kind of smell.
Yeah, I do. It's fine.
In his studio, not making this up, he actually has one of those little air freshener trees hanging in his studio because
yes, I do.
Are you at peace with smelling bad?
No, not one bit.
Okay. All right, well, then maybe you shouldn't invite Jim the Birdman into your car. Or maybe you should. I don't know. You do you, right? It's your car.
Thank you, Dave.
Where did this interview take place?
So this was actually right outside. This was the last day of the Glacier picket.
Oh, okay. So you actually saw him at Glacier's.
I did.
And then he told you where he's going to be in the future.
Yes.
Great. Ian's interesting individual. Once again, Jim the Birdman. Perhaps our favorite ever.
Come one, come on!
I am here yet again with Jim the Birdman. Jim, I've missed you, man. I'll be honest with you.
That's because I ducked. What can I say? I never, ever thought in a million years, if you'd have said to me 2 years ago, you're going to be holding wild birds in your hand, and they're going to be eating out of your hand and looking at you in the eye, and you're going to be concerned about them. You're going to be grieving for them if they get run over. I would have said, yeah, call me back in 12 hours when the mushrooms wear off. Because I didn't know or care anything about birds 2 years ago. What happened is I came over here and they just started growing on me is all that happened.
Now, I would like to kind of delve into the history of Jim the Birdman.
I am from Atlanta for many, many, many years. I was an electrician on high-rise work. I was a tech at the Guitar Center for a little while.
What's the strangest thing that has ever happened to you? You can include mushroom hallucinations. I'm fine with that.
Nah, that stuff, that doesn't take you anywhere. It promises you something and it never delivers. I guess probably the strangest thing is I lived in a house for a little while that was in Atlanta. It was on the site of a huge battle during the Civil War with a lot of casualties. One of the ladies that lived in the house with us was, you know, kind of psychic or whatever. She claimed that it was a spirit of a Confederate soldier. It turned out the light, and I was coming upstairs, and the air was all wiggly and squirrely, like you know, the heat coming off the road. This waviness thing was coming downstairs, and that's probably the strangest of all. When you try to tell things like that to people, they just look at you, and they hand you a tinfoil hat, and they walk away. So I usually don't talk about that.
You would look good in a tinfoil hat, too.
Only if it's grounded. The tinfoil hat, guys, if you don't ground it to the cold water pipe, it's useless. Then you can't go any further than the length of the wire, but maybe that's the point.
Jim, how's your love life?
Right now it's non-existent.
You're in the arts district, though. There's so many good-looking ladies down there.
There are, but there are a couple of notches up the socioeconomic ladder. I've got to make some improvement.
What are your opinions on other famous pigeon caregivers like Mike Tyson or the lady from Home Alone 2?
Okay, I got to give a shout-out to Iron Mike right away. Mike, if you hear this, if any of your people get this back to you, God bless you, sir. You are an amazing man. You inspired me. I saw your videos on YouTube.
Hey, Jim, do you want to hear some bird jokes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Why do seagulls live by the sea?
I don't know.
Because if they lived by the bay, they would be a bagel.
That's right, wouldn't they?
Hey, Jim, why do birds fly south?
Don't know. To get to the other side?
Close. It's too far to walk.
It's too far to walk. Okay, that's it. All right, what did the little baby chick say when he saw the hen sitting on top of an orange?
What'd he say?
He said, look at the orange marmalade.
Jim, customer service is key to helping our business be successful. So with that being said, give an example of a time you went above and beyond for a customer. I'm joking. That's just a job interview question.
Well,
Jim the Birdman, thank you very much.
No, sir. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Oh, my God.
I don't don't know. Like, he's pulling on my heartstrings.
I could listen to that guy all day, every day.
So you found out he lives down in the Arch District, huh?
Yes, he does.
All right.
So how does he, take the bus?
Okay. Takes the bus in, and he says he's there first Fridays. Always playing guitar, so I think
we have got to go down there.
Yeah, hopefully get some video. I'll bring my guitar down there too. Hopefully
and just
we can
jam with him.
Yeah.
Oh God,
that would be awesome.
Well done,
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Mahoney, I liked your $1 million idea of the Uber personal trainer. So that way you can just, like, whenever you feel slightly motivated, you can push a button and somebody will come over to your house and force you to work out.
Oh. And I just came up with a name, too. And I don't even want to say it because I know somebody's going to steal it.
Go ahead.
Call it Slimmer or Slimber.
Slimber?
Slimber. Slimmer.
Like Slimmer.
Slimmer.
Like Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are. You know, you kind of keep the you are.
Slimmer. Like you are Slimmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I see.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. See?
Look out, world. Richard said a microbrewery that sells frozen yogurt. I'll call it Microsoft.
Ooh.
Smart.
What my ex calls me.
Kyle said, my $1 million idea is that everyone should be able to parallel park if they want to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sylvia.
I mean, I think you
have to.
I think you do have to pass that on your test.
Yeah, like really? You get only like so many tries.
No, you could take a driving test as many times as you want.
No, but as far as like the actual test when you parallel park.
Yeah, but then you could go back like the next day and try it again if you fail.
Mike said nude housekeepers. I think that's already a thing, isn't it?
That is a thing. That's or it was a thing.
Yeah. Do you really want nude housekeepers?
I would, unless the chick has to be like super, super hot or the guy has to be really hot.
I don't want to see, like, because like when it comes to housekeeping, I want my house clean. I don't want somebody, like, I want somebody who is scrubbing, not somebody who looks good and is like, I'm going to dust.
Like a half-ass job.
Yeah, literally. I don't need to see a full ass to do a half-ass job.
$1 million idea, tiny remote control cars attached with a leash to the front of your car that you can take for walks. Why don't you just get a dog, man?
Yeah.
You can take your tiny remote control for a walk. I mean, you can do that. It just doesn't have a leash. Like, you can just drive it around.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like having a dog not on a leash.
I don't think that's $1 million idea.
I don't know.
Nah.
Somebody said the pizza scissors exist.
Do they?
They were on Uncommon Goods over the holidays, whatever that is. And somebody also said the citrus spritzer also was a thing for a little while. They tried it, but then they tried to stick it in the tomato and it...
Okay.
Yep, pizza scissors are a thing.
Pizza scissors are a thing, wow.
Apparently they've been a thing since at least 2015.
Really?
Because somebody reviewed them on Slate.
Okay.
So, but I guess they haven't taken off yet.
A machine that will separate, wash, dry, and fold your dirty laundry.
If that existed, I would pay so much money.
How does that not exist?
It's too mechanical. That's the problem. Like, it would have to be a pretty large machine. You know,
yeah, it's not going
to for that to happen. Or we just need to get like robots.
Mahoney for president? Is that $1 million idea? I don't think so.
I mean, that's if I was president, I'd certainly make more than $1 million.
It's not $1 million idea for
anyone
else. I would
be the most corrupt ever.
How about blackout contacts? So you instead of like putting like those sleepy masks, you just put them contacts.
Put contacts in and then blacks out everything.
Yeah, you ever slept in contacts?
No.
Then yeah, you would know that is a horrible idea. Your eyes dry out so bad, you would just be like
it has like Lubricant or something.
Chris,
no, that's my eye lubricant. Right next to my
honey,
bed.
That's my The reason why it's mostly empty is because it's my eye lube.
Yeah, so dry.
My eyes are so dry.
Chris said a Mr. Umbrella. So here in Las Vegas, it gets really hot, right? And some people you'll see during the summer months out for walks, but they'll have just an umbrella to block the sun. Yeah. But what if it had kind of like when you go to like a patio at some of the restaurants around town, it has that Mr.
Yeah.
But what if it was self-contained in the umbrella so you could just walk around or be at the park and just...
I like that. It's got to be a big umbrella. It can't be like a little bitch umbrella. It's got to be like one of those big golf-sized umbrellas.
Yeah. You have to have like the water, like somewhere to store the water.
Well, you store it in the...
the little handle, right?
In the handle.
Or you could just have a basically like a little tank on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Turn that into beer and just like it's raining beer.
Yeah.
Dave
Truth and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So this has actually become a debate online. How many times do you wear your underwear before you wash them? According to a new survey, 31% of men and 10% of women say they wear them two times or more.
I think two would be the max.
Two?
I think two, but really...
One.
But I do it like, I clean it every day.
The only way that like, is acceptable...
You clean one every day.
Well, I mean, like, I... I wear a fresh pair every day.
I wash my ass every day, too. Don't be ashamed. I got it.
Yeah, but yeah. Hose like, that thing down, man.
But mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you must, I think two is top. If you must.
Here's the only way that it's acceptable.
I don't know. I don't know how.
Does anyone else have emergency underwear?
In my car? Yeah.
No.
Always. Not in your car, man.
Hell yeah, I do.
You have emergency underwear in your car?
Yes, I do. Why would you not keep a pair or two of emergency underwear in your car?
Wait, how often have you needed the emergency underwear?
It's not about how often. It's the one time that you need them, Dave.
Are they in like a glass case where you have to like take a little hammer and...
They're right next to my spark plugs and the jumper cables, man, and my tire inflator.
Well, it sounds like you are ready for a party, my
Hell
friend.
Hell yeah. I get a flat tire, fix that ride up.
That's right.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Of course it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
It's
just
a
in case.
It's tried and true. Method that works that will save your ass literally.
I mean emergency underwear at the house meaning that there's underwear that I don't like to wear and I know that when I'm wearing those that it's absolutely time to do laundry.
I see what you're saying.
Those are laundry drawers. Those aren't emergency underwear. Those are laundry drawers.
I guess there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Mahoney's emergency.
But he's got a real
emergency.
Those
are emergencies. Underwear. You're just like me. These are just like the last. Like, I don't have anything else.
That's when I know I must go do laundry right now.
Yeah.
As I was saying, the only acceptable way to wear a pair of underwear for more than 24 or more than 2 days or more than a day is if it's a 24-hour period. So if I take a shower at night,
uh-huh.
I change out of my clothes, take them all off, throw them in the washer, shower up, put on a new pair of underwear, and then go to bed and then wake up and wear them in the morning.
It's still so weird to me that you shower at night.
I like shower night.
Gives me more
time to get ready in the morning.
I can't do it in the morning, dude.
What do you mean?
Because
I have to shower to wake up.
No, because I would have to wake up at like 2 to like
two?
Have yeah to have my hair dried up.
Oh no, you don't wash your hair.
Oh nah.
Well, so what about your bra though? How many times do you wear it before you wash your bra?
A couple of times.
Months. A couple
on
of
it.
Times.
Yeah. Months on end over here.
That thing's been stinking for a week.
Has it?
Smell it. Yeah.
I feel like a sports bra I have to wash every time. Other bras.
No, a sports bra you have to wash every time.
26% of women wear a bra at least 5 times before they wash it. 6% say at least 10 times.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that as a problem. The underwear is disgusting.
31% of people say they wear their gym clothes at least 3 times before they wash it. If that's the case, you are not working out hard enough at the gym.
No. Because that thing has to be stinky.
They are stank. Like, if you smell something, like even a gym bag, like,
disgusting.
Like, I air mine out after every time. No, I mean, not recently. Couldn't get fat again.
I was going to say.
But I'm saying, you know,
when
I was going to the gym, we got
to
air that thing out.
Yeah. Going to the Centennial Toyota text line here, 73100. This is nice. Hey, guys, super long-time listener. Just a regular long-time listener. Super long-time listener. Absolutely love the show. Gets me through long hours at work. Much love. Thank you for that. Back to the underwear thing. 832 said, one wear, one wash. People are disgusting. And then also added night showers for the win. I can't imagine waking up. Like, how's your hair not all jacked up in the morning?
I just run some water through it, man.
Oh, so you kind of redo the hair in the morning?
I do my hair at night. So it's easier to do your hair at night.
Tell me that you, like, put gel.
Yeah, I do.
It is. It's so much easier.
Your pillow's got to be disgusting.
My girlfriend washes the pillowcases.
Ugh, you got peeling.
Nah, man. It's not like 1988.
He's got LA looks.
Four gobs of it. No, I use like some. Like, I use some sort of cream.
She's like God, a dollop. Why does he use so much Aquanet?
No, see, I do my hair the night before too. It's so much easier.
Really?
Yeah.
If I get out of the shower and I go straight into bed and I don't put any product in my hair, it's so much harder to do my hair in the morning.
Yeah.
But it looks so much better in the morning if I do it
just,
the other way.
Just imagine, because Mahoney always talks about how he sleeps naked. Imagine a naked Mahoney sleeping with perfectly sculpted hair. Just imagine that. Because that's what happens.
I sculpt all the hair, Dave.
Oh, no.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Way out in the land of setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.